This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode with Sarah Tolomach. We talk about the friend zone, a guy who's a wedding guest, and a guy who's bad in bed. Check it out. Share with friends. Also, every Thursday night, I will be hosting a show here at Stand Up New York at 8 o'clock. Come on out. Bring your friends. Use the promo code TFM for free tickets on StandUpNY.com. Come on out. J Train Podcast. J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Lives are here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your questions, your stories. I say it every week. I'm going to say it again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this podcast. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends, your coworkers, your brothers, your sisters, your mamas, your papas. I want them all involved. JTrainPodcast at gmail.com. You can send your emails to that email address, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. And I got to tell you, it feathers my nuts every time I get a Snapchat from one of you as you're listening to this podcast. It feels so good. I love watching where you're doing it. Some people are at the gym. Some people are on their road trip. Some people are at the beach. And especially during the summertime when some of you are stuck in an internship, I just love seeing your miserable face getting a little smile out of this podcast. So keep sending those to me, JTrain56 on Snapchat. Keep on doing that. I want you to go to my website, JTrainComedy.com. I'm coming to Hilton Head, South Carolina, and D.C. So if you're in any of those areas, I'm going to be in Hilton Head 15th through 18th, and then I'm going to be in D.C. the 24th and 25th doing some stand-up. On the 25th, I think that's a Friday night, if we could look at a calendar, I'm going to have a couple of OKPs on the show with me.
It's the
24th. The 24th. So it's June 24th. I'm going to have a couple of J Train podcast favorites, Greg Stone and Anthony DeVito, are going to be on the show with me on the 24th. So go to my website, jtraincomedy.com. I am really excited about today's guest. She's fantastic, so funny. Sarah Tolomach, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Such a pleasure to have you.
I'm excited.
I'm pumped. I'm pumped to have you. Sarah's such a fantastic comic. You've seen her on Comedy Central, and you can go follow her. Go right now. Get on your phones at Stolomach on Twitter, everything, Instagram, everything.
Yeah, across the board.
Stolemache at Stolomach.
I wish it was easier.
That is a tough one, but on Snapchat, you got to go look her up, at Stolomach on Snapchat. Go check her out. She's super funny, fantastic. It's great to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're one of those comics. I was like on stage. I watch you all the time. I always have fun watching your sets. So, and super funny, super great. And everyone get on board. This is, I always say, like, there's certain comics that maybe you haven't seen before. I'm like, this is like getting the rookie card.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I love finding out about new people.
New people, yeah. And then being like, okay, there's someone else that can look at their tweets while I poop.
Yeah. Oh, that's the only time I look at tweets.
Only time. Every time you see a tweet from me, I am mid-poop.
Oh, yeah. I always know when my fiance is taking a shit is when I get favorites.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm like, favoriting the timeline.
That's like Joe's taking a dump right now.
Yeah, it's a weird admission. It's like there was a girl, like I put a lot of like I'm on Instagram. I'm Jared Fried on Instagram if you want to follow me. I put a lot of Bumble conversations that I have.
Yeah.
Where a girl will message me with something and then I'll write something fucking with her back just as a joke. And one time a girl wrote, and it was the most honest I've ever been when I wrote back, she wrote, "How will we tell people we met?" And it's her like saying, like, how do we lie about meeting on a dating app?
Yeah.
And then I wrote back, while we're shitting. And it's like, there's never been a more true response to that.
You know, it does not need to be a fantastic story.
No.
No.
Listen, kids, gather around. I had some bad Indian food, and then mommy appeared.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's great. The worse the story, I think the better the relationship.
And I totally agree with that. And actually, let's talk about that, because there's a good email. Let's get into the emails. You ready?
Yeah.
jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. This one's called Holier Than Thou Couple. Dearest Junaido, love the podcast. Thank you for helping me get through my tedious job as a recruiter, where I spend the day hiring people who are more talented than me. Okay. To get down to it, I have a situation with a holier-than-thou couple in my own home. A friend of mine recently moved back to town due to family reasons, and I suggested that he live with me. He was living with me for 6 months, and things have been fine, but our relationship has deteriorated since he started dating someone a few months ago, and they both have this holier-than-thou attitude towards their relationship. I'm single, plan to keep it that way for a while. I also don't really date, as it's just not something that is one of my key interests. Super lame, I know. No, I don't think that's lame at all. They have begun to be condescending in their interactions with me because they are a couple, and I think they've view my situation as if I'm less mature due to the lack of relationship, in spite of the fact that I own the home that he lives in and allow her to stay in and maintain the household. How do I deal with them going forward, since I like them both, but stop them from being condescending and getting up on me about things in my personal life and things around the house in general? Thanks as always. What do you think about that?
Oh man, they sound delightful.
They sound like the worst. That is the worst people to deal with. I also do think it goes back to what you just said. Like,
yeah.
The more boring the story, the least these people, like when someone has a boring meeting story, when they don't like play it up,
yeah.
You're like, oh, they don't have to prove shit to me.
No, I also feel like if you have like an amazing story, you just hold on to that as why you should stay together.
Oh, totally. I have this like theory that like every girl plays up a meet, like if you met in weird circumstance, every girl tells her one friend the story just so that friend can then tell that story at the rehearsal yes. dinner to be like, she knew the minute they met.
Oh,
and it's like, no, you didn't know. You know fucking shit.
Joe and I laugh about that all the time because we knew each other for 2 years, but I was like, there's not one moment where I saw you and was like, that's the guy for me.
That's the one I'll marry. It's an insane thing.
Totally insane.
That is actually the most insane thing someone could say at a rehearsal dinner.
Yes.
Is to be like, she told me she knew. What? This was her plan all along?
Yeah. And she's probably said that 5 different relationships.
For
it's
every
a numbers
guy.
Game.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they do it because I do think, and I've said this before, women compete with their level of relationship.
Yeah. Well, I think there's some, yeah, definitely competition.
Well, it's like
in every aspect.
But if you're a married girl, if you're an engaged girl, if you're a relationship girl, you have heightened yourself above single loser who can't find a guy.
Yeah.
No one's bought into her, so I'm winning this race towards
death.
Hating yeah, death. Exactly. I just think the people that like give you shit about like are, and I have like these cousins on. I was just talking about this today. My cousins on Facebook, I don't know if it's because they have a good relationship, but they're assholes.
Yeah.
Or they have a horrible relationship, and this is how they're acting out. Because it's one or the other. They just had their anniversary, and they both posted pictures of each other with these long, lovey-dovey posts about the other person. And it's like, just say it to them.
Yeah, we don't want to see that.
We don't have to see that.
I know, and it's just like, I don't know if it's to make us feel bad that we're not doing that shit on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's a little show-offy.
A lot show-offy.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's two ways they went about it. One, they either do already say these things to each other, and then they post that, which is like, let's team up to be the worst couple of all time.
Yeah.
Or they don't say those things to each other, and they're like, I just have to say this so that everyone knows we're fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And I think that's like the holier than thou couple. They really, and this is what this kid has to remember, they are jealous of him.
Well, he has the house.
He owns the house. He's doing whatever the fuck he wants. I had dinner the other night alone and I had headphones in. And then I looked over, there was a family next to me and there was like the kids running around. And I was like, thank God for the life I have.
Yeah, you can just.
I looked at
cancel
that.
Cancel.
Yeah.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
I looked at that dad and I just like, I gave him a little wink.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you wish you were me right now, right, buddy?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here farting, listening to a stupid podcast.
Oh, totally.
Eating my own meal without someone being like, well, you want to eat that? It's going to be bad for your stomach.
And
it's
you
like,
can hang out there as long as you want.
As long as I want my own head. And I do think, you know, obviously it's nice to have like, you know, people to go to dinner with.
True.
But there was that moment where I was like, you know, it both are great.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, have you ever had like a couple that kind of like gave you shit?
Not give you shit, but you definitely feel like I've lived with a couple before.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely feel like the third wheel.
Yeah.
And that it's not your house.
Yes.
When you're living with them.
And I do think I've had this issue where I have a good friend. He just moved here from DC to New York City.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was saying that, you know, part of the reason he was like happy to move here is because you can be 32 and single.
Yes.
And no one looks at you like you're a crazy person.
No, I know. Like my sister's around my age in Dallas, Texas. Mm. And I'm like, just move up here where no one gives a shit that you're like mid-30s. And single.
And happy with it.
Yeah, totally.
My buddy, he just moved up here. He said that like people would go out and be like, oh, and they do this to me a lot. Like, oh, you would, Jared. And I know what this guy's coming from. I know his perspective where it's like, you do feel a little bit bad. Like, am I crazy?
Yeah.
And it's just because you're around their world. Their world is crazy to me.
Yeah.
They've decided that they can't even, they're going to like half move into each other and be lovey-dovey 6 months in.
Yeah. I always just feel like a lot of relationships are just where both parties compromise on something that both parties don't want.
Yeah. I've been tweeting a lot about this recently. I want to do a bit about it, but just like, this is what I was thinking of, like titty fucking.
Yeah.
That is the most compromise of sex that's ever had. Like that is two people that are doing, like one person is doing nothing they want, the girl.
Yeah. Like
the girl is literally doing nothing to gain, has nothing to gain in that situation.
No.
She's just become a sexual masseuse.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guy is half having sex.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's kind of what being in a relationship is.
It's one big titty fuck.
One big titty fuck where you have to like be like, yeah, I guess I'll do that.
Yeah, we'll just do this. Which is titty fuck.
Which is titty fucking. It's just two people are like, I don't want to do that, but I'll do that.
Yeah.
Fine. Like, I guess this will be like half fine for me. Totally. I just think what he needs to do is anytime they give him shit about something they do, that he does, you go, just don't give a shit. You gotta, just don't even acknowledge it. Just if they, and I had this happen to me. Like, I'll be like, I'll talk to my like married or engaged friends and about my dating life. And there'll be friends that I know that are great that'll be like, that's fucking awesome. Keep doing that. Whatever you're doing is hilarious and fun and great. And we want more stories.
Yeah.
And then there's that other couple that is a lot like this one that is like, why are you doing this to these girls?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, I'm not fucking putting them in my basement and locking them up. I'm just having a great time.
And it's consensual. Like, yes. It's on both parts.
She's in for this too.
Yeah, yeah.
She's getting something out of this. Okay. And also, being out of a relationship is just naturally less mature than in a relationship.
Yeah.
You naturally act like more of an animal than anyone that's in a relationship, especially guys.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm with a girl, I turn into like, you just become cleaner.
Yeah.
I'm showering more. Yeah. I'm sleeping better. I'm not drinking as much. When I'm single, I am like, let's fucking do every drug and alcohol in the book.
I'm sleeping until 2 p.m.
Yeah. I'm not answering to anybody.
Yes.
It's just a naturally less mature thing. So whenever they say that you're immature, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Because I can be.
Or I'm just being me.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Sarah Tolemach. Go follow her, support her on all platforms. Tolemach, Stolemache. Go follow her, support her. Finishing quickly.
I do. Maybe he should just raise the rent every time.
Oh, yeah?
They're annoying.
You should make a bucket.
Yeah.
I'll call the holier than thou bucket. Yeah. Where every time they make him feel like she's like, put a quarter in there.
Yeah.
That's a move.
Put money in there.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Finishing quickly. I've had sex with about a dozen females. I love the thought of like having sex with a girl and then going to your bedroom and putting a mark on the wall like you're in prison, like for every day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've had sex with a dozen females and I'm having a problem with this one girl. She's a 997. So we have a rating system here.
The area code. That's area great, code. Right?
Face, body, personality, 997. That's a great...
Oh, the sevens?
Personality.
Okay, good.
She's hot, but
I can understand why the seven's there.
Of course. Yeah. Almost every time we have sex, I'm finishing within 2 to 3 minutes. Sounds like you're crushing it to me.
That sounds great.
2 to 3 minutes. You like that?
I'm into it. I can start my day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This is it?
I don't want an hour lovemaking session.
No?
No, I got shit to do. Also, I sleep in, so if I'll start my day at 1 if we're having an hour.
Yeah, and also, here's the other thing. You might want it one time out of the... Not every sexual experience needs to be the hour.
No.
There's ones that you want to be the hour, and then there's ones that you're like, listen, let's bang this out, and let's go get some Denny's.
Yeah, let's go get... Yeah. Yeah, let's go out.
Let's go out. Let's go see the day. He wrote, this has never happened to me before with anybody else. I have no idea what the problem is. It's on most of the... one of the most embarrassing, frustrating things I've had to deal with. She claims she doesn't care much, but I find this hard to believe. She also tells me to not go down on her because she thinks it's gross when guys do that. Luckily, I'm able to get her off by fingering her. That sentence just grossed me out for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I've said so many gross things on this podcast.
Well,
she also
fingering's
tells me,
always.
Fingering. Yeah. That and titty fucking, there's no way to soften those.
No.
Like, I was trying to think of titty fucking. How do you say titty fucking that it's like in front of a kid?
Oh, I don't
Boob
know.
Boob love? Like, that just makes me soft.
Yeah.
I don't know. She tells me I'm the only person who has ever been able to make her orgasm.
Well, that's good.
Is that believable, though? Isn't that something you say to like pump up a guy's tires when
he
make
him feel better about coming really fast?
Yeah, you know that he's coming fast, and you know that he cares about it. So what are you going to say to him?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know it's hard to get a girl to finish, and this is why I'm surprised that I can make an orgasm just by fingering her. It makes me wonder if she's telling the truth or just putting it on an act to make me feel better about it. At first, I thought she was just putting it on an act, but she keeps wanting to hang out. We've been getting pretty close to each other. Now, after a month, I'm starting to think she is telling the truth about the whole thing, because if she really wanted to, she could go out and find any other guy to bone. What do you think about this guy's situation? How do you handle... Have you ever been with a guy that came really fast?
Yeah.
What do you say? What do you do? As a female, what is your feelings on that?
I feel like if they make it weird, then it feels weird.
Yeah.
But usually, can't you just go again?
Yeah.
Just wait a few minutes and go again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know where this guy's coming from. I remember when I was younger and this would happen. I'd
okay.
Be like,
does he say what his age is?
He sounds on the young side, which is fine. And she sounds young because she doesn't want guys going down on her.
Yeah.
Which I feel like that's a young attitude that guys created. We fucked up in high school telling girls, making fun of girls for their vagina smelling. And now we're dealing with not being able to go down with them because we've created this fucking stupid idea that we care about this, but we don't.
You shot yourself in the foot.
We shot ourselves in the vagina foot.
Yes.
By telling women, by making this whole fucking thing about women's smells.
Yeah.
When we, now I'm like, smell horrible. I just want to get it in there. Like, I don't care. Like, help me. We shot ourselves in the lasting a long time in bed foot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what she's saying, he's like, let me go down on you. Let me be around, you know, let me like extend this experience and make myself feel like a man.
Well, maybe she'll come harder that way and she just doesn't.
I think.
Or faster. That's why she doesn't want to.
Maybe. I don't know. I've been the guy that I'm like, I'm sorry. And then I'm sitting there apologizing. And that's just not a hot look.
Yeah. Oh, no, no.
You can't apologize.
Don't apologize.
I think the move is compliments and jokes.
Yes.
So if you finish quickly, the move is, I guess you're just too hot for me.
Yeah.
You know, and now you're saying she's hot and you're admitting to what just happened wasn't exactly a strong boner play.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think that's the movie. You just call it out.
Call it out.
And then I'd even look at her and be like, listen, I'm going to whittle out another boner for you.
Oh, and I think...
Whittle out.
Just chip it away.
Yeah, just like sit there and then just look down at your penis and start acting like you're starting a fire with a stick, like rubbing a stick. That's what you do. Just make fun of it, but also like let her know like this is because this is a good thing.
Yeah. Or maybe just stay in the relationship longer, and as time goes by, you will laugh longer.
Yeah, I think that's also the second part of the advice.
You're having the excitement of it.
The second part of the advice is, and we, you know, we talk a lot about like trying to have sex with a lot of girls on this podcast, or trying to like get, you know, trying to hook up. But it's the best sex is the one when you're in a relationship and you know the dips and turns of the other person's body.
Yeah, if there's a rash, you know, it's not something long term.
Totally. And it's, yeah. And you also know that there's like, you know, there's, you can have fun with that. And like when you dive in with somebody, now there's a comfort level. And now when you're comfortable, you're more confident.
Yeah, she might make you, let you eat her out.
I would push for that. And I also, here's another thing. I last longer when I'm high.
Yes.
I, for whatever reason, I think it helps my brain, like, get away from the, like, the cell. Yeah, the focus level. So, I don't know. I'm not telling you to do drugs, but I'm telling you to do drugs.
Yeah.
Get some weed. Like, and this could be, what I would do is set up a date with her where this is advice to every guy out there. Set up, if you like this girl, which it sounds like he does, because he's put her on a pedestal, which is why he's coming faster, so he's not as confident. So what you do...
You give her a 997.
That's hot.
Yeah.
So set up a, I'll call it a, like a dig-in night.
Yeah.
Okay? You couch time, movie, you get a couple edibles. I'm not condoning drug use, but I am. And you sit in and you get comfortable. Have a comfy night. Let's call it a comfy night.
A comfy night.
Sweats, you know? Nice looking sweats. Make sure you clean them up. And then you dig in together and you have that whole night together. And, you know, maybe the first time you have an issue, but maybe but you're going to get like 3 pounds at this fucking door.
Yeah.
So, you know, take your shots. And now you're getting more comfortable. You're getting to know each other. And now you're in on a relationship-y level with each other. I think that's the move.
Make it feel like a relationship.
Yeah. And then it'll be more confident. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Sarah Tolomach. So funny. Get on board. Stolomach on all platforms, especially Snapchat. Stolemache. Go check her out. Listen, I'm going to read an ad. We have an advertiser this week. And listen, you're all sitting there at your computers, and life isn't what you see it being 20 years from now. Here's how you get to 20 years from now. Here's how you get on the path to success. You get a fucking website, okay? A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com, create your stunning website today. It's easy and free. Now that's the copy they have me read, okay? Maybe you're sitting there like, I don't have a fucking business. Yeah, you probably don't. But the people that listen to this podcast, I see you guys on Snapchat every single week. It's all the colors of the crayon box. We got everybody. Everybody. I can't believe the diversity of listeners that we have for this podcast. Girls, guys, black, white, Asian, fat, skinny, hot, ugly. You're all there. But all of you seem motivated. And if you're motivated, you're going to need a website at some point. So get on board with this now while we're promoting it. Go to Wix.com. And support people that are supporting this show. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do a female email. I'm bisexual and I'm currently uninterested in monogamy because I just graduated college, so I have a world of unexplored dicks and vaginas in front of me.
Oh,
this
man.
Girl.
They're not going to get a job.
Yeah.
This girl. It's going to be hard to find work.
I mean, yeah, right. And this girl is like a fat guy at the buffet. She is ready to fucking go. However, I met this great guy at one of my sorority socials this spring and ended up going to his family fraternity's away weekend. So a lot of these fraternities will have like an away formal or away weekend. They'll bring a date. We have been hanging out ever since and have had a lot of fun together, but I'm nervous that he's looking for something more serious. I try to keep our interactions limited to hookups and occasionally going out for drinks, but lately he started asking to go on day trips and stuff. And before our graduation, he even asked if our families could get dinner together after the ceremony, which I totally shot down because we aren't a couple and that seemed way too soon. I have mentioned to him that I'm still hooking up with other people and that he and I are friends with benefits, but I'm worried that he still thinks we're on the road to monogamy. Is there anything I should be saying or doing to make it clear that I don't want to be tied down? Or should I just roll with going on dates? I like hanging out with him and wouldn't mind doing relationship-y type activities, but I want to maintain my freedom. I know this is hypocritical, but fuck it. I want to have my pussy and eat it too. Oh my God, I just got hard. What do you think? Have you ever been in this situation where you have a guy that you're like, this is fun. We're fucking.
Or I like where I like them, but I don't.
I like her attitude. I like that she's like, listen, this is cool, but this ain't the one for me. She feels like very much the guy.
Yeah.
In this situation.
I know. I was going to say, I wish I knew to play the bisexual thing when I was younger. I feel like that yeah. would have landed me more guys.
Listen, I don't even
that
know what she looks like.
I got to get this yeah, one. Yeah. That's
a unicorn.
Yeah.
I mean, I think for her, what she's doing, what she's doing is a very guy thing.
Super.
Super guy thing.
I thought she was a lesbian. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like more on the lesbian side. But then when she said she's hanging out with a guy, I was like, oh, yeah. That's surprising.
And the thing about it is most guys want to be with a girl and freeze it at 3 months.
Okay.
Every guy wants a relationship that stays the same as when they're 3 months in, where you're...
Not, what are we doing?
Not, what are we doing? You're pre, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You can just teeter
right there.
Yeah, you're post coming the first time with her.
Yeah.
Pre, what are we doing? You're just in that, like, vague, maybe Friday night I'll maybe find another chick to make out with.
Yeah.
And, like, that's kind of where she's at. She's like, I want to be... Because this is a line that I've said a million times, and I know I'm going to get shit for from people that listen to a lot of episodes. If you're in a relationship, I pity you on a Saturday night and I envy you on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Because that Sunday morning, all you want to do is reach behind you and put that person's arms around you and have them tell you shit's going to be okay. Yeah. Someone likes you.
Yeah.
But on Saturday night, you don't need those arms.
Yeah.
You're out in the town. You want to fucking see what you can, you know, throw that line out in the water.
Oh, totally.
And see what you can bring back in. You know, that's what it's all. And then it gets your blood boiling. You get to have fun. And there's that fun in the not knowing what's coming.
Yes.
And nobody wants that on a Sunday. On Sundays, I want to know what the fuck is coming.
Yeah, because Monday's about to happen.
Yeah, Monday's coming. Monday's around the corner. And
to responsibility.
Yeah, Monday's going to let you know that you're fat and you have nobody that loves you.
Yeah.
And so I think what she's doing, she's being as honest as possible. Here's the other problem she has, the male ego. Any girl that is with me, I think she only can be with me.
Yeah.
She's only thinking about me all the time. She can't. I'm sure there's girls that I've dated that are like, yeah, I'm just fucking this dude and it's going to be over soon.
Yeah.
In my mind, it was always, man, she's going to be really pissed off when I end this.
I know. And then she's like, yes.
She's, yeah. Okay, good. I was still on Bumble anyways.
Man. Yeah.
You know, like I just think that so she has to fight that because he will be shocked. On the night, his ego will be very, like, taken aback and the night that she's like, I'm doing, doesn't answer.
Well, totally. I just feel like, because it's unusual for a girl to be like,
to do what she's, her position. So here, she's got to play it like a dude. Here's what you do.
You bring another person to another party that he's at. I feel like that's how
let him know that, like, this is really just friends with benefits.
Yeah.
That might be too strong. I hear what you're saying. Like, if she brought a guy to another party that he happened to be at, that's like that's going to start a fight.
Because
he's going to be like, fuck that dude. Well, how could you do that to me? I think the move is to only hang with him during post 12 o'clock. You only hang post 12 o'clock, and I know you want to do relationship things.
If
you can't do you can't have your cake and eat it too. So if you want to do relationship things, you have to understand that he's going to think that this is moving towards a relationship. If you never do relationship things, you're being very honest in actions.
Yes.
Your actions are saying, hey, 3 a.m., that's when we hang out.
Yes.
Okay? That's when I see you in the daylight when I'm leaving, not when I'm coming.
Definitely.
So that's and I think acting honestly with your actions is the move. I have this issue where I do the same thing where I'll be like, I'll like hook up with a girl and be like, let's do brunch.
Yeah.
And then that's me basically saying like, oh, I want to hang out with you during times
and
where
then
I'm not
2 hours.
And then, yeah. Then, then I'm like, okay, well, gotta go.
Yeah.
And then I want to go hook up with someone else. That brunch is me lying.
Yeah.
There's a part of me being like, well, I want to, but you can't do that to somebody. You have to realize that, like, you know, the actions can be taken as buying signals.
Yeah, totally. That's why when I mentioned the just show up to another party,
yeah.
I felt like I had that. You thought that you were, oh, this was going somewhere, and then they show up to another event with somebody else, and then you're like, got it. Loud
yeah,
and clear.
I think that's like, yeah, I mean, that is a move. I would be too afraid to do that because I'd be like, oh, this girl is going to just yell out like to the whole party. His penis is small. Like she'll like blow up like a terrorist at this party. Like that's my fear.
Yeah.
So that's where I would say, but I do understand like the honesty of that is like, that is very honest. Like, hey, I'm trying to get with this dude. Maybe I'll see you later if it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Sarah Tolomach at Stolomach on all platforms. Go find her, support her. The final flavor. J-Vid Blaine. That's a good one. We haven't gotten that one before. Mm-hmm. I'm a recent grad of a small university in the Midwest. I recently been trying out all the ethnicities of women.
Nice. I can't wait to hear his research results.
Like a kid with a small spoon at Baskin Robbins. Boy. And I have yet to try the 31st flavor. Always got one flavor out of the mix, which is where you come in. The last woman I need to try is a Jewish woman.
He hasn't? I thought with J in front, J-Vid, that maybe he was Jewish.
No, he's referring to me. Oh, I'm J-Vid Blaine. They do a new J nickname every time.
Okay.
So then he's saying that he's gotten all the ethnicities except for Jew. So he comes to this Jew for some advice. The last woman I need to try is a Jewish woman. I have recently downloaded J Swipe. Oh, he's really going for it. And haven't gotten past the willing to convert stage in profile making process. My question is simply this: what is a good bio to attract a nice Jap? Jewish American princess.
Be very vague.
Yeah, that will bone me for a nice bottle of wine and some nice small talk about how hot it is outside lately. I will repay you with continued support of the podcast forever. I'm an all out of frankincense and myrrh. What does that mean? I don't know. Someone, I hope that didn't come off too racist. I'm black, so I can do these things and keep doing your thing, bro. Sincerely, the taste tester. So black dude wants to get with a Jewish chick. And
but he wants
on,
them to convert?
Well, here's the thing. There's this thing called J-Swipe.
Uh-huh.
And it's like Tinder or Bumble, but it's for Jews.
Okay.
I've been on it. I'm not on it anymore. It's not going to... And there are girls that are on there, and it has to say what level of Judaism you are on it.
Okay.
So like
black belt.
Yeah. So like that, like mine would like, you would say like, how'd you get brought up? So like, okay. If someone's like, there's levels, there's Hasidic, Orthodox, modern Orthodox, conservative, Reform. And then there's like culturally Jewish, like, okay. You know, so it goes down the line, you know, we're like,
I feel like most people are culturally Jewish.
Yeah. I mean, especially in New York City, if you meet someone that's like halfway normal, they just grew up.
Yeah.
Jewish, had a bar mitzvah, and then they like don't even like do most of the shit.
Yeah.
But in this city, you'll see all flavor, you know, back to his metaphor, you know, all flavors of the Jews. But I will say this to anyone that is trying to get with a Jewish chick. As a Jewish dude, when I see the girl on there with willing to convert, because you can put that.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, and this is me.
Willing to convert to Judaism.
Okay. So they put that on the app. This is me. This is someone that just wants to be with a rich guy or girl.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the first thing in my mind. And
it's
that's just
like a blonde.
Yeah, it's always like a blonde chick or like an Asian chick. And you're like, what's the game here? Is she just heard that that Jewish people have money?
Yeah.
And she was like, I'll do this.
Well, it never seems like there's Jewish white trash.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I've met a couple. There's a few out there. There's a few comics I know that I'm like, that is a different Jew than me. But I do, and I'm just saying, you know, someone, you could hate on that, me saying that, like, oh, how could you think that? That's just where my brain goes.
Nah.
And I think that when I, if I was a girl and I see, you know, willing to convert from a guy, I'd be like, what's the fucking play here?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what's your problem? So I think J-Swipe's not the answer.
Okay.
If he's trying to get that last Jewish chick. I don't know how you get... Do you have any thoughts on this? How...
For a black guy to get a Jewish girl?
Yeah.
Well, can he... Isn't there like Lisa Bonet's?
Yeah, there's a couple. You know, you could find...
Is that... Oh, Zoe Kravitz? Like a mix between black and Jewish?
Oh, a mix. You could find a... That's a... Is that getting it? Is that really, you know... Are we counting that?
I don't know.
I don't know. This whole conversation will get racist in a half a second for me. I'll say this. this dude, look for some with some heft.
Okay.
If I'm
some curves.
Look for curves in a Jewish chick. I've seen this.
They're there. They got the big T and A most of the time.
I've seen this love story before.
Yes.
And I will say, drive down the curvy road. If you know what I mean, and you will find
so
your
he should
Jew.
Say he likes girls with curves.
He should put that out there.
Nice.
I'm just saying. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Sarah Tolomash. Let's do this one. Let's do wedding question. You're getting married soon.
Yes.
So this is good for you. Wedding question. Oh, wise one train. I'm attending a wedding where my girlfriend is a bridesmaid. The rehearsal at the wedding venue and the rehearsal dinner are at different locations. I don't want to go to the rehearsal, but I'm fine with going to the dinner. Who doesn't like free food and drinks? I asked my girlfriend to ask some of the other bridesmaids if their boyfriends, fiancés, husbands were going, and none of them are. So I said I would just meet her at the dinner. It turned into a whole fight at Buffalo Wild Wings about me not... Buffalo Wild Wings, yeah. Get the plug. about me
a
not...
A lot of fights happen,
yeah,
there.
that's home of the relationship fight. About me not being supportive for this one thing, and I got dropped off at the hotel.
Oh, man.
I know I probably lost out on getting late all weekend because of this, but we live together, so it's not like I get late anyways. Ugh.
Don't... Break, get out of this relationship.
Now I'm walking around my hotel testing every room on the second floor because I forgot what room we're in. Anyways, this sounds like a horrible wedding. Anyways, I know you're helping out a whole bunch of miserable boyfriends out there by answering this, so I'll take blue balls for a few days to get your advice. What do you think?
Well, I have to say, I always think being the significant other...
Mm-hmm.
That's not in part of the wedding party. It sucks. Mm-hmm. You don't know anybody. I don't think you should... I don't think you should be obligated to go to the rehearsal dinner at all. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah.
I when you are a guest of someone that's in the wedding, you are this girl's mascot.
Yes.
Okay? You are a piece of jewelry that she is wearing. I've been the date of the girl that's in the wedding. I've been that date.
Yeah. I've been on the other side too.
Yeah. And yeah. But what you are is a piece of jewelry that she's there to show off to all her friends.
Yeah.
She's going to say, look at what I got. And you are as much a thing as her dress.
Yes.
So what you have to do is be there to shine. And I hear what you're saying. You shouldn't be obligated. I could complain. Listen.
The party is fine enough, I think.
But also, I could complain about anything.
Yeah.
But this isn't your time to complain. You are there to help your girlfriend, not to be the person that's like a drag on her time. You have to be the one propping her up. You're the one making her look good, like the ring she wore, like the dress she wore. So I hear all the reasons that this is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, and I also hear all the reasons that you wouldn't want to attend the rehearsal dinner or the rehearsal. And I hear all the reasons why it will be awkward. Oh, yeah. You got to meet people you don't know. You got to talk to people. Yeah, all of that sucks.
Yeah.
But that's part of the compromise of being in a relationship.
It's true.
It sucks, but you got to, and if you don't get excited about a wedding, there's nothing worse than going to a wedding with someone who's not pumped to be there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll just tell them to stay home if they're not pumped.
Yeah. Get the fuck out. I got to go. Nobody wants to go to a wedding. Nobody is like looking forward to 90% of the weddings they get invited to.
Yeah.
They're looking forward to the people they're around.
They're looking forward to the party.
Totally.
Not the money that you spend for it.
The money, the travel, the obligation, the talking to old people you don't care about, the thought of waking up on a Sunday and saying to yourself, did I say that to an old person?
Yeah.
All that shit sucks. If you're going to bring someone, you're bringing them to make it just a little bit better. So if you're not going to be on board as the guest to like fucking sing, dance, and dust, then get the fuck out.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're a guy out there and like not looking forward to a wedding, change that attitude. Because you'll end up having, if you buy into things, like I never have a worse time than when I like go into something that I'm like not sold on doing.
Yeah.
Like there's so many things in comedy where like someone will be like, hey, we want you to audition for this thing. And then you think about it, you're like, I don't want to fucking do this. This isn't my thing. And then you end up going and doing a bad job because you didn't want to be there in the first place.
Yeah.
You should have just said no.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you just fucked yourself. Maybe there's someone there that can get you your next thing. And that's
or they'll remember your shitty attitude.
Remember your shitty attitude. Oh, don't work with that guy.
Yeah.
He sucks. Or that girl,
diva.
A diva. That's the worst thing a girl can get known as.
Well, besides the C word. But I think diva is a nice way.
Of saying cunt.
Yeah. I always thought it was VH1's cunts.
That's funny. I know. And you're there like to show off for the friends too. Like they're going to remember that. This is really a way to show that you care about. Okay. I'll have a story. I dated this girl a little while back and we went on a trip with all my friends. Did I tell this on this podcast about the trip we took? I've told this story a million times to other people just because it was wild. We went on a trip with two of my close friends and their significant others. They're both married.
Okay.
And we go on this trip and the whole time, she got in two separate instances, gotten arguments with both.
I remember meeting this girl.
You met her. Yes.
I met her. Yeah.
And you remember, so she came, she was at some of the clubs with me where we were hanging out in the back.
Yeah.
So you met her, you know, the attitude.
She's very social.
Very social.
But kind of, I would say a little aggressive.
So.
Or an intensity.
Was an intensity, but I liked, that's what I liked about her
spicy.
Too. There was a spiciness, but this is what you say about people that you don't fucking like. So, so we go on this trip with two of my best friends and their wives. And on the trip, she got in two separate arguments with both of the couples. And then in between those, at the front of the trip and at the end of the trip.
Yeah, sandwiched it.
Sandwiched the trip with arguments with both of them. And then throughout the time, it was like this person was kind of a speed bump to fun. Like if we were like, let's do this, she'd be like, well, what about this? And you'd be like, just fucking go with it.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I think that to me, as a person who was with that person, and this is advice to the guy who's going to the wedding,
or
the girl that's getting brought to the wedding, this is directly related to that. To me, it was a lack of respect for me and my relationships that I had already had in places. So, you know, if I was brought to a wedding by her, I'm going to try my best to be the guy that they're like, she's with a
Find
great
Jared.
Guy. Oh, Jared's the best.
Yeah.
He's fun. He was
Bring
dancing.
Him around.
Get him around.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a respect for the person you're with.
Yeah.
It's not about the people, her friends or my friends. I don't give a fuck if you don't like them, but try.
Yeah, yeah.
Make that effort. If you don't make that effort, how much do you really care about me and what I feel?
Yeah.
So that's from that, from your girlfriend's perspective. I had that perspective too. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Sarah Tolomach. Stolomach on all platforms. Go check her out. We'll do one more email. Is that great? You've been great. Thank you for coming on.
It's been a blast.
I'm going to do one more.
I love these dilemmas.
There's a lot of dilemmas. What do you want to do? I'll give you the choice. Keeping a relationship over the summer.
Okay.
Friend zone. Trusting your girlfriend. Little brother problems.
Nah. I like friend zone.
Friend zone, let's do it.
That's always interesting.
I always like a girl's perspective on friend zone because I think it's nothing harder than being a girl for the simple fact that
you're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And any nicety guys see as she wants to fuck me.
Totally.
And that is
And any like respectful no sometimes. You're a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
because no one likes to hear a no.
No one likes to hear a no. And girls don't like.
I don't like saying it, but sometimes you just have to.
Girls also have this thing of like how they're perceived that's so different than how I think. Like if someone thinks I'm a dick, but I'm just doing what I would do, I don't care.
Yeah.
Girls have this thing where they're like, I can't be a bitch.
Yeah. It's not fun to be called one. But you get called one even if you don't try.
Yeah. It's true. Friend zone. I'll be a high school senior in September. So we got a high school email.
High school emails. Oh, that's cute.
Your podcast takes my mind off the smell of homeless people and piss on my train ride to school every day. So thanks for that.
The six?
Sounds like it. I've been in the friend zone for all of high school. I made a move my freshman year. Didn't work out very well. Ooh. After not talking for a few months, we became, and he puts in parentheses, friends again. So now we skip to a junior year New Year's Eve party, being the future frat star that I am. I was about 12 natties deep. Okay, you were not 12 natties deep.
Yeah.
The natty gave me the confidence to make a move again, but for the second time, it didn't work out. Like freshman year, we started being friends again. I know that if the opportunity came around, I would like a relationship with this girl. So my question is, do I give the girl the time of day, even though the chances of me catching feelings again are high? Or do I just take the loss and pretend she dropped off the face of the earth? Really could use your help. Love the podcast. It has persuaded me to rush when I go to college. Well, I'm happy you enjoy the podcast. This is the worst situation you could ever be in high school. What do you ever had a guy that you knew was in the friend zone?
That you had put there? I feel like a lot of, I don't know. This is where I stand. I feel like when you're younger, girls do that. You're like thinking that guys and girls can be friends. And yeah, they can, but there has to be like a respectful boundary. Mm-hmm. Like now I don't really have a lot of guy friends. You know, yeah, guys that I call or...
You have to practice being friends with your... And this is going to sound horrible.
Seeing them.
You have to practice being friends with your own sex.
Yeah.
Before you can, like, make the jump to how you would be friends with the opposite sex.
Yeah.
I know that sounds horrible, but I do think that, like, I'm a better friend to girls now because I know how I act with my guy friends.
Yeah.
And I've also made the decision with the girls. You have to make the decision in your own mind. I'm never going to fuck this girl.
Yeah.
You have to click that.
And you have to be respectful for her and not give her that feeling.
Yeah, because right now what she's dealing with, from her perspective, what she's dealing with is a guy that she knows likes her.
She likes his company. She probably likes the attention. Yeah.
She knows that you like her, but she also knows that you're not it for her.
Yeah.
And
never will be.
And it never will be because girls put guys in boxes.
Yeah,
you are friend guy. You are sexual guy. You are cool dude. You are loser. You know, it's...
I had a guy a year before I started dating Joe. Mm. And he had put the thing out that we were going to start being like in a relationship. And then he went cold and addressed it.
Wait a minute. Explain that.
Meaning, like, we went on a lot of dates, and he's like, he kept talking about, like, I'm looking forward to, like, us hanging out or, like, taking it to the next level or whatever. So we went on dates, but nothing ever happened. No physicality ever happened. And then he finally addressed it because he knew. He was like, I think we should just be friends. And then he would still call me and hang out.
Yeah.
And I put the kibosh on. I was like, I don't need more guy friends at 33.
Yeah.
And it felt so fucking good.
Yeah.
To not have this guy talk about his dates that he's going on. I was like, I don't need a guy friend.
The friend zone is a lie.
It is a lie.
It's a lie. You are saying...
And it's mean.
And it's mean. And she's lying to you by saying, yeah, I'll be friends with you and I get nothing out of this. She's getting attention, so she's getting something out of it. And you're lying to her by saying you're her friend. You're not her friend.
And you're wasting your time. You could...
Wasting it. And you're wasting... So my advice to this guy is to be friends with your real friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Go hang out with your buddies. Learn how to be a friend to them.
You don't have to be an asshole to her.
Don't be mean to her.
Have a conversation at parties.
Say hi. Say what's up. But... don't fucking go out of your way to hang out.
Yeah.
Go out, be a friend to your real friends.
You don't even have to answer phone calls.
No, don't answer.
I didn't answer.
And you're going to end up liking someone else. And you're going to look back on her and you're going to think, man, I would have played it this way or I would have done it this way. But then someone else is going to like you and you're going to completely forget about it. And you're going to say, how did this get so easy? Why was it so hard with this girl and so easy with this girl? And the reason is because this other person feels the same way about you.
Yeah, it shouldn't be hard.
It shouldn't be hard. And the friend zone is like just someone climbing a mountain being like, wait a minute, I don't have any fucking tools to get up this mountain.
Yeah.
No carabiner. You know? and it's like, yeah, because that person doesn't want to fucking have you climb them.
Yes.
You're just fighting a losing battle. So the way to the move should be, you don't take her out of your phone. Don't do that bullshit.
Yeah, you don't have to unfriend her on Facebook.
Be cool with her, but also be with your buddies.
Yeah.
And have fun with them, and girls will come to you.
Totally.
And new girls will come to you because they'll see that. And right now, when you're in the friend zone, it looks the least confident.
Yes.
It's very unattractive to watch a guy just be subservient to some woman that doesn't really give him the time of day. So when you're with your friends, you're the most confident looking, and girls will be attracted to you like a magnet.
Yes.
Because they're like, oh, look at
independent.
He's got friends with that like him.
Yeah.
I want to be around people that have good friends that like them.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of that. That's going to be the move. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Sarah, thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you.
Fantastic advice.
I loved it.
Thank you for doing this. Go follow, get involved with Sarah at Stolemach on all platforms. Stolemache on Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. We're going to be right back with some hypotheticals and the news. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's
Mark Norman here.
From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Hey, guys, this is Chris, one of the producers here at Stand Up New York Labs, and I'm telling you to go check out our Instagram page, at Stand Up NY Labs. We're having a great time taking pictures of all the comics that come into the studio, recording podcasts, all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. You're missing out if you're not following us. You can see pictures of Jared Fried, Mark Norman, Joe List, Kurt Metzger. Who doesn't need more pictures of Kurt Metzger in their life? Go check out our Instagram page, at Stand Up NY Labs. You're going to love it.
Hey guys, welcome back. Sarah Tolemach, thank you for coming on and answering the emails.
Oh, anytime.
So good. At Stolemach on all platforms. Chris, thank you for coming on.
Of course, thank you for having me.
At Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast, every Friday here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network, along with this podcast. Let's get to some hypotheticals. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Let's do it. Dear Semite Locomotive, OKP or Penny Stock and Mr. Mansamp.
Hi.
If you could blend any two celebrities, who would you be? Decide on the basis of lifestyle and opportunities. One person is off limits is Dan Bilzerian. That's everyone on the, that listens to this podcast.
They love him.
Go to. I would be Snoop Dogg and Jay Leno.
Wow.
What a combo. Jay because of the talk show and car collection. Snoop because of the sweet, sweet ganja. Your nut featherer, Stumpy. What do you think? What celebrities would you bring together to be your life?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm impressed that you thought of that right off the bat.
No, this is him. This is the email.
That's him?
Yeah, not me.
Well, and the first one that came to mind, I like Pam Grier from Foxy Brown.
Really?
Yeah,
okay, there we go.
Badass.
Okay, yeah, I like that. Who would you combine Pam with?
I don't know, probably either hot or funny.
Yeah, you gotta. Yeah. Yeah, in my mind, I'm like thinking of bodies I want. This is how pathetic I am.
Yeah.
I'm like, what body would I put with a life?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to be a guy who can take his shirt off and just be like cool with it.
Yeah.
While sitting in any position at the beach.
That's, yes, and not.
Yeah, just like sitting, leaning on a towel and not feel like I have to like adjust myself. So I want that celebrity.
Yeah, what body is that? McConaughey.
McConaughey's like almost too much. Like I would even take... you ever thought on this?
Yeah, I mean, Joe Rogan came to mind because I'm a huge fan of his.
Yeah.
I think he's got a good life. He does a lot of fun stuff. And then you maybe combine him with like a Mark Cuban or like a football team owner or something, you know? So you got the best of both worlds there.
A nice entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. That's a lifestyle. I like Cuban. I like the idea of Cuban matched with a baseball reliever. You don't only work every...
Yeah.
No, I'd be a starting baseball pitcher. Starting baseball pitcher. I would be Greg Maddux and Mark Cuban combined. Greg Maddux is known as like the smartest athlete like
the
of all
doctor.
Time. Yeah, they call him the doctor.
And baseball?
Baseball.
Okay.
He only worked every fifth day.
That's amazing. He's like the dermatologist or dentist
of professions.
Yeah.
It's great. And you just go pitch. You see a new city.
Yeah.
You're outside. That's the move. Greg Maddux.
Yes.
Well, baseball players in general. That's a good job.
What a job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Actually, can I switch my whole answer?
Yeah.
I'm going Jordan Spieth, the golfer. Ugh. That guy is going to crush it. He's already killing it. He can get hair transplants. So, I'd combine him with a guy with great hair.
Fabio. So,
yeah. I go, Fabio. I go Jordan Spieth, and then I would go Chad from The Bachelor. So I'm really, or The Bachelorette. This Bachelorette right now, there's this guy, Chad.
Okay.
And he is hilarious. And he's so, he's got every person on the show pegged. He's fucking jacked up. I'd go Jordan Spieth's life with Chad's look. That's my move. How about this one?
Can I just say, I'm sorry, I think Greg Maddux might be the professor. I'm feeling very self-conscious.
Something about
now,
that. We'll find out. You know. Someone will write in.
Okay.
This is a good one. This is a weird one. Hey, my favorite Hebro Mansampin guest. Would you rather get insulted every hour on the hour for the next month, where they are real insults that find your biggest insecurities and exploit them, very akin to speaking to an eighth grader, or on your first sexual encounter with each new partner for the next year, have a pregnancy scare? Oof. Both are kind of shitty because of because on the side of the insults, you would probably get super depressed and a buzzkill for the entire month. But on the other hand, the idea of getting a girl I just met or had been talking to for a short period of time prego is incredibly terrifying, and multiple in a year would not be a fun time. Looking forward to hearing your thoughts. Sorry for the bummer question. Yeah, thanks.
Oh, man.
I'm taking the insults.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question.
Although you could terminate a pregnancy.
Yeah, I know. Well, for a woman, that's like the...
I always know that. I have that in
me. Yeah, you have the power in that situation. Yeah. I'm sitting there being like, yeah, sure, do whatever you is more comfortable. I know. You know, and I'm like, please fucking God.
Yeah. Don't, make the right decision.
Please don't believe in God.
Right. Well, that was the cool answer. That's the thing. Yeah. If it's like a random hookup, you don't know what her answer is
going
to
be. No, I'm going with the insults. I'll deal with that month.
Oh,
yeah, I'll take the
insults. As a comic, I feel like you just get used to.
Yeah. I mean, I've had people yell out horrible, horrible things. So this happened.
Roast.
I want to tell this story. This happened the other night. This was insane. Speaking of insults and people heckling, I was at the Cellar the other night, and I'm on stage.
Humble brag.
A humble brag right there. Having the best time. You know, I get on stage. They're a hot crowd. Like, it's great. And I get on stage, and I'm like, how we doing? And then I go, what's up? And then this woman, older woman, she just yells out, boners and airplanes to what's up.
Yeah.
And I go, okay. And I was like, give it up for her. She, you know, got her joke in. Yeah. Like, I made fun of her. I was like, how long have you been waiting to say that? You know, she's like, I got to get that boners and airplanes joke. It's my thing.
That's what I said.
I'm going to yell it out, and then I'm just going to disappear the rest of the show. Like, I don't understand that idea, but
that woman?
She was so comfortable in the show, and it was the minute I got on stage, and they're already like it's like hot. Everyone's killing. And I'm like, so then I forgot about it. I got through it, and then I had a fun set. And then I'm outside, sitting on the stairs outside, drinking. All of a sudden, this woman comes out from underneath the club, that comes up the stairs.
Yeah.
She's crying. She's crying. She's going, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to get in trouble. And I thought, like, literally her husband was about to beat the fuck out of her. The way she was crying, and I go, no, it's like I had forgotten about it. It was such a small heckle.
Well, they're so on hecklers there that...
I know. And she said that a manager came up to her. So the manager told me that she went up to her right after and was like, hey, just keep it down. Like, it wasn't like a mean thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But she, this woman, it was as if, like, her husband was like, we'll talk about it when we are at home. Like,
what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
But seriously, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, there's something wrong. It was so dramatic that I was with like
you
a bunch
bad.
Of...
You feel bad.
Felt so... And there was a it's bunch fine. Of comics there. And like, we were like, what is going on? Godfrey was hilarious. He goes... And like, because we started being like... We started talking about her. But then she was down the stairs. She was like hearing us all talk about her. Like making fun of her. Like, she just cried.
Not her
like,
night.
Yeah, and then we all just like, what a fucking weirdo. Yeah. Like, and then someone was like, she's down right there right now. And then Godfrey was just like, I don't fucking care. Yeah. You crying about that? Like, he like made fun of her even more. So it's like, this woman had quite a night.
Yeah,
but I was
something happened.
Just someone insulting it. Like, we see it so, and that was like the, and I said to her, I was like, that's literally the tamest yell out I've ever had.
Right.
Like, I've had people yell the worst things to me in the...
That woman that you met on a date.
Oh, my God. Sarah was there for a show. We were at the show. It's this, like, weird show in, like, a room, like, in, like, a... like.
It was hot. It looked like you entered a shitty motel.
Yes.
Because there was a guy in a tank top working the front desk.
Checking you in with like a huge beard. Yeah. He was like 400 pounds.
It's like, it's down there.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay.
And it was a good show. Like there was people there and they had this little stage, but it was like weird because it wasn't like a club. Right. It was just in this like...
Half the side was white and then the other half was black.
Yes, yes. It was very,
very
racially
segregated. I don't know why.
And I get on stage and first thing I get on... For whatever reason, I just look like a person women want to hate. Like, I look like someone that has dumped
you
before.
Something.
I represent something because this girl, the minute I get on stage, she just goes, what did she say?
It was so weird. I guess she was drunk and then it was slurry.
It was drunk and then she's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Like some like half of it. And I was like, what?
Yeah. And so then she has to repeat.
She repeated it. And then I started making fun of her. Everyone's laughing at her. And then like, we got over her.
You're killing.
Doing well. And then I have my hand on the wall, like holding myself up. And met a girl that day. We had gotten drunk during the day. And I was like, hey, come to my show. She was like, I want to come to your show. And I don't usually do this, but I was like, yeah, come. I'm drunk. Whatever. It's a show that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And she came and I had my hand against the wall. And the girl I brought just goes, why is your hand against the wall? And I was like, didn't I bring you?
Yeah. What are you doing?
And I literally said in the mic, I was like, this is what happens when you try to bring a girl to a show to try and fuck her afterwards.
And then I was like this, ooh.
Yeah,
everyone just like, so weird. I had to leave.
It was bizarre. And it was like, but it was also like this weird set where like people just want like, they were just yelling out from every corner.
It was crazy. Yeah. Like this big black lady kept on wanting to be part of the show.
Yes.
And just like shimmying and
she would get up and dance.
Yeah.
Well,
see, but that's the thing. You got like the person that was crying at the Cellar. You'd rather that environment than an environment where people are just screaming. Just, like, yeah,
they
cry,
don't even,
heckler. You feel bad.
They just don't even let you talk. They think they're right. Well, thank you for coming on, Sarah. This was great.
Yeah, it was fun.
Man, Sam, thank you for doing hypotheticals with us. I'm going to read one follow-up email. And then we'll end the show. Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds great. Yeah.
Keep sending those emails, guys. It's very cool for me that you guys all love the show and I love doing it. So keep sending them in. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Keep telling your friends. We are the official podcast of your shitty summer internship. We want it to keep growing. The numbers keep going up every single episode. So you guys are a part of that. It really means a lot. And I've been meeting a lot of you at shows. So it's very cool to meet all you guys. Keep spreading the word. And I'm going to be in DC again, the 23rd and 24th. And I'm going to be in Hilton Head the 15th through 18th. So come on out. This is a follow-up email. Sup, Jew?
Straight to the point.
Just wanted to send up a follow-up to some advice you gave about dating apps. You gave the advice about the move being to use them on a weekend and say, hey, me and my friends are going to blank bar. We should meet up. And then having the second bar in mind. I gave it a shot over this long weekend and had the second bar in mind to split off from the group. It worked like a fucking charm. I'm just happy this guy. And wound up with me sliding my very strong medium inside her that night. Ooh, I just got sick. It was solid advice that anyone that used Humble, Hinge, Tinder should try. Also, give Mansamp a shout out for me. Recently got into his podcast. Big fan, even though I don't agree with some of his opinions. It's nice to hear an opinion different than mine presented in a logical and reasonable manner.
I really appreciate
that.
Nice. Thanks, man.
That's so nice.
Thank you for doing that. Here's another follow-up. J-Train, just heard the podcast about face, body, personality distribution, hypothetical. So we had someone that said you have 21 points to do across a three.
Okay.
How do you split them up? 777.
Oh, okay.
How would you do it?
This has turned into like our SATs.
Yes.
It's, like
yes.
It's been crazy.
People have been writing in with what they would think. So he said, it made me feel like I was creating a player on Madden. I had to actually think long and hard about this question and even reevaluate some life decisions. He writes,
good.
JK. Ultimately, I've settled on 759. For one simple reason, I can always get that body fixed with the help of Dr. Miami. Such an insane thing to write.
I can get that.
Get that body fixed.
She's a fixer-upper.
Every girl just got uncomfortable in their chair. They're like, get that body fixed. Fat injected asses are not only the norm, but almost expected now. So it wouldn't be that hard to take a 5 body and make it a 10. Dude, this isn't a lab. On the other hand, it's almost impossible to take a 5 personality and make it a 10. Never seen it happen. I agree with that. Keep up the good work on the podcast. P.S. If you want intriguing snaps to follow the real Dr. Miami. Oh, he's got a
this guy worked
came with suggestions. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. Sarah, thank you for coming on. Thanks. That was fantastic. At Sarah at Stolomach on Twitter. Go follow her also on Snapchat at Stolomach. Mansamp, thank you again.
Thanks, man.
At Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday, along with this one. I'm Jared Freed. You can find me on all platforms, JTrain56. We will be back next episode. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!